Get nice and comfortable. Listen to the sound of my voice, to every word I say. Relax. You're in a safe place. I'm glad to have you here. You're just what I'm looking for. Someone who knows how to listen. And someone who can get, worked up for the delicious experiences to follow. As all the sensation in your body becomes more muted, more relaxed, further from the everyday, and more into the realm of relaxation, where you set aside ordinary concerns and allow me to assist you in moving the levers that work your mind. Relax. Peace descends. But all that tension, that concern for the outside world, that can be allowed to nestle between your legs, to slowly enter your cock if it's not rigid already, and indeed, even if it is, enhancing, firm, needy, useful, throbbing. Desire is there. Rigid, upstanding, waiting hardness, permeating your shaft, inviting sensation and desire, ready to meet any challenge, any obstacle, facing it, and overcoming in the process. Listen and relax. I'm here to help, pet. You're just what I'm looking for. Someone ready to listen and absorb and work with me in this safe place where anything outside of my words can simply be set aside, and what is inside my words is very important indeed. Listen. Follow. Relax. Good job. But we'll get through all of that later. Right now, I want you to simply take the time to listen. Be at this safe place, this incarnation of your desires, where you descend, and I guide, and together you'll get a, wonderful opportunity to use that rigidness, to feel it thrilling between fingers, gasping and groaning, and enjoying the power in the palm of your hand. Carry on, and listen. Listen and relax. The right voice, the right word, the right attractive image will draw anyone in. That's exactly what's making you so hard right now, listening to my voice, knowing it's me, thinking of all the little words and intricacies that have brought you this far, and letting them wash over your mind, sending you twitchingly further down. The arousal aids the relaxation, and the relaxation gives you more room for arousal. A vicious cycle of pleasure, a shared pleasure, knowing I'm thinking of you relaxing at this moment, thinking of any potential listener to this voice, of the rigidness of their body, their shaft, of their mind drawn in my wake. Ready to listen. Ready to fall. Fall under more deeply, that is. Deep. What other kind of fall could there be? It is acceptable to let your hands slide down between your legs, to encircle your shaft, to lift and drop your balls, letting them fall between your legs. Signifying virility and the desire to feel your back arch, your buttocks clench, your cock squirt your juices into your hand, pulsing and sending signal after signal to your brain, saying your job is done. Now, of course, you would hold it as, Oh, so important to hold out as long as possible, so you can enjoy the long, slow ramp up to climax. Now, from here on out, we'll get a little more intense. So we're going to be testing. I mentioned your hands sliding between your legs, commencing long, slow strokes. Well, we could always play off against one another. You retaining, holding back, preventing that cock from spurting forth, preventing you from twitchingly coming for me. But in so doing, you will have to refrain from giving yourself that last stroke that would push you over the edge. So as I speak, as my words play themselves into your mind, you must occasionally intervene to remove your hands from your cock, no matter how good it feels, letting the shaft hang free and exposed, untouched and throbbing. And in so doing, you will give time for your pent-up arousal to slack off and fade away. Therefore, listen, relax, and consider whether you want to proceed. If you wish to avoid being tested, being offered an opportunity to edge and hold yourself back and make it to your very limit, then go ahead. You can simply cease listening now. However, if you wish to continue, keep listening to my voice. I'll check in again in a bit to make sure you're okay. Let's give you an example now. Draw your hands between your legs. Explore your shaft, the rigidness, the height, the warmth that runs through you as you stroke your fingers across it. Moving slowly, progressively, a little bit closer. Listen. Follow my words, pet. Touching, stroking. If your eyes close a little further, if they feel slightly heavier, that is a normal and expected part of what is to happen. Envision them forming a view screen on which the sensual images of a waiting mind will be conjured. After all, you are touching and exciting and arousing yourself, partly at my direction and partly because it feels so intensely good. Keep listening. Now you sink a little further, listening as I paint an image for your benefit, something to help our motif stroke, stroke, stroke. But if we're going to carry on and set up this little wager, I guess we should set some terms. Firstly, you are not going to be doing the stroking. Allow your hands to fall by your sides. Envision a delicate touch along each wrist, and that touch, touch, keeps them locked down by your sides, in a pleasant, absolutely comfortable cuffing maneuver. And let your mind follow. What I'm going to do will be very satisfying. More satisfying the longer you hold out. Deep and ready to receive these thoughts, ideas, illustrations. Yes. And that's our game. I'll speak and provide stimulation, ideas, suggestions, and alterations. You will listen and relax and feel and twitch and gasp and picture, fantasize, and experience. And each of those things that you experience as we go down, well, it may push you to the edge. Maybe you'll shoot early. Maybe you'll let go before we reach the finish line. And if you do, keep listening. There'll be a bit of a penalty at the end, but you'll get to hear all sorts of arousing things that may return you to the rigid, throbbing hardness you have going in. Listen and follow. Follow and feel. So speaking of that hardness, yes, in your failure, you won't enjoy the full intention of the experience we are trying to create. You'll just have to live with the knowledge and try harder. Despite the sensation, the welling up and aching need inside you, the will to continue, the gasping, clutching desire that creeps in, motivates your limbs, stirs your body, makes the veins stand out more on your shaft, makes your head bulge and pre-cum dribble. Despite all of that, you are going to hold out, feel pleasure and hear my voice, and know that in your experience and intention you can surely endure the whole of what I will present. Resisting the rising and aching need inside you, I know you could be equal to the task. We'll see if you will be. Now listen to me. You've already set aside the conscious outside world in order to come here. Temporarily distance yourself from troublesome interruptions, from responsibilities of the everyday. You're here, and your thoughts, which are suspended, which belong to a different part of your mind, are necessarily falling through your body, pooling between your legs, waiting for my next word to send ripples through the surface of your thoughts, your pleasure, your desire. Relax. Good. Because now we get started. But I'll be supplying sensations, thoughts, images. Your hands fallen by your side. Slowly. Relaxingly locked there. Waiting. Your thoughts, which, as I said, have been distanced from the outside world, are already pooling in your cock. Waiting. Rippling. All the tension produced in your body through the day, and absorbed earlier by your current state, also relaxing there, rendering you almost impossibly rigid and ready, sensitive and upstanding. Good. Now, your legs tensing greedily to absorb the sensations, mind open to fantasy after fantasy, playing them across the screen of your mind, expanding them to crystal perfect clarity. Images of your body being touched, stroked, stimulated, the most freeing of fantasies. After all, you are here in this safe place where all those thoughts can escape, roaming over your body, especially focused on the head and shaft, the flesh around your balls, the warmth on your inner thighs. So much so that these sensations map themselves onto your cock, rippling through your nervous system and reminding, twitch, twitch, with utter imaginative clarity, along with these hands moving at my direction, wrapped around the base, thumb and forefinger as if milking, moving up and down from base to tip. Oh, and though it feels good, you know you can withstand. You know you can withhold. If this is all you will face, surely it will be easy to reach the end of our game. Perhaps you have even already crossed over, lost yourself in the feeling, Stroking, hands moving along it, the visions flashing through your mind, and the mere fact that you are deeply relaxed, making every sensation all that much more pleasurable. Pulse, pulse, pulsing through your body. If you have not yet crossed over, don't you want to? Don't you want to be tempted into that fashion? Isn't that desire already there? Listen and relax. Now, envision a gauge inside of you, balancing your sensitivity against your restraint. The person who has zero restraint, this would be because his sensitivity was so high that one simple stroke, one touch, one insertion or brush or massage would be enough to push him right over the edge, leave him reeling, eyes rolled back, body arching and shuddering, a grin on his face as spurts of cum involuntarily rained over his hand, pulsing with unknowable force from his balls, almost emptying him out in a single, shuddering, intense orgasm brought on by that singular stroke. And then at the opposite end of the gauge is the person who is so insensitive that they derive little pleasure from stroking at all. The kind of person who'd stop from boredom long before climax, in all likelihood, or else begin to become flaccid from lack of stimulation sufficient to maintain his erection. Somewhere in the middle of that is the ideal place, the point you are at right now. You desire sensation enough that you keep feeling every stroke. Feel those hands moving, stroking, rubbing, the images on the inside of your head sending jolts through you. Every dark, wonderful, desirous fantasy coming out and heightening your sensitivity. Speaking of which, your sensitivity is at the right level to be able to bear it, even if you stroked for a very long time. And with the knowledge, you can therefore have much more fun before you eventually hit your climax. Or you could delay if you wanted to. Just like you want to hear. Images playing on your mind. Along with all the sexual imagery playing inside your head, add in the image of a vast scale, each side holding a reservoir. On the one side, your resolve, your desire to hold out, to win the contest, to wait, to hold back for your sake. On the other side, a vat of the pink and heady vapor that is your pleasure, your sensitivity, the feeling thrilling through the head of your cock right now. Stroke, stroke, feeling hands, feeling thoughts, feeling everything flow through you. That vat of your sensitivity and lust sitting there, weighing you down. The more full that second vat gets, the more your mind is full of sweet, blanking vapor of pleasure, the more it rises from your rigidly stroked cock, the closer you get to your limit. Stroking and stroking, thoughts running through your head, hands stroking, thumb and forefinger around the base of your cock. Moving upward, pushing the flesh to the head of it, driving you to that stark limit, every pulse and twitch, agitating that vat, stirring it, sending whirls and spirals of pleasure upward to breach the surface and arrive at the twitching nerves inside your mind that inform your sense of pleasure. Every now and then my voice bridges the gap, moving a drop from one vat to the other, and causing the scale to click. a few tiny degrees in the direction of your arousal over your resistance, of your desire over your maintaining, of your coming over your waiting. First a drip, then the click of the scale moving, almost like another notch in the pleasure of our game, amid the stroking feeling between your legs, hands moving up and down the image, bobbing heads, slow movement, the stroking from tip to base and back again, all of it enough to excite you almost to your limit already. And it's only been a few minutes. And then, every time I say the right words, every time I arouse enough, another drop tilts the scale a little further, clicking the chain, binding you to the right word, the right experience, the right desire. And you follow my words, and that's where you end up. Stroking, moving, stirring, the pleasure weighing heavier and heavier, moving you more and more away from the seasoned, ready cock that is balanced between sensitivity and resistance, and closer to the first time, to the person touching and experiencing the sensations of their rigid shaft for the first time, stroking it up and down, moving you more toward that every time I say the right word, drip. Another drop in your mind, another flooding gasp, so much pleasure filling your body now that it seems to be moving outward. If you could envision it, it would be a mist of pleasure affixed to your musculature. A hand, just two fingers, almost teasingly small in their contact, but firmly gripping the base of you, pressed right against your balls, up and down, stroking repeatedly, pushing the sensations into you. So that mist which has taken hold in the rest of you, that vague, aroused haziness, might then begin to move into your cock, inch by inch, starting at the base, so that now, when those fingers touch the base, they touch a part that's as sensitive as if your cock were being touched for the first time, sending unknown and unknowable shivers through your body. Shuddering and gasping, movement into the hand, desperately, greedily twisting your body to try and get more of that hellish pleasure forced into you, perhaps even against your own interests. Stroke, stroke, since after all you want to make it to the end, don't you? Even though your mind is being gradually entrained by the thought of that scale tipping too far one way, sending you spiraling over, dripping into climax. Imagine it, the spurt onto the hand, the dripping down onto your defeated, wanton cock. Drip. Clicking and ratcheting along, reminding your mind every time I mention something, ooh, too endearingly, wonderfully sensual to even think of ignoring. Something that gets under your skin and makes you rigid, arching, so much so it's almost pointing up toward your stomach with the sheer strength of the musculature below, just wanting to thrust and come, wanting, yearning, right on the ragged edge. Stroke and stroke, drip, drip. Into your mind, the scale ratcheting an inch, a degree, every time toward the pleasured side, toward the beginnings of desire and orgasm being so much easier, so much more accessible. Fingers as if milking, just the thumb and forefinger, right at the base of the cock, up and down, moving as if playing an instrument, exploring your flesh, forcing it ahead of the fingers, again and again, pushing the feeling into you, leaving you gasping and twitching, leaving your mind open and ready, receptive to my words, even though some of my words are the slow process of your defeat at our little game, as more and more pleasure moves from the one side to the other, dripping into the sign of your defeat. Slowly ratcheting downward, changing the gauge over to where your sensitivity is such that the palm of one hand brushed suddenly against your cock, as those fingers go from gripping the shaft like milking to engulfing it in a warm hand, thin fingers deftly moving up and down and up and down. Now an entire hand grasping around it, warm palm rubbing side to side, moving the skin as if turning the cylinder of your shaft a little bit side to side, and then resuming a more traditional stroke, stroke, stroking up and down, sending shudders down your spine, making you twitch, making you want it. And still my voice bridges that gap, siphoning drops out of your resistance and resolve, and dropping them on the side of the scale for sensitive drip. In pleasure, every time clacking through your mind, reminding you, and training you to that thought, that association. A drop falling into the sensitive sea of your mind. To the aching need, making your cock sweat in that palm, stroked up and down and milked each stroke as if it were firing a signal into your mind that says yes, yes, more. Body arching, buttocks clenching, entire body wrapped in that hand, as if your cock were all of you that mattered, your thoughts falling into your cock and wanting to spurt forth, anything that enters your empty mind encouraging you to come. Go ahead, come. Surely you can hold out, but let me help. The thought here, stroke, stroke. Stroke the entire hand up and down, now engulfing, drip, drip. The pleasure pressing its way outward, now more than 1 inch of your cock has turned into that oversensitive, overstimulated difference from the norm. Recalling buried sensations from your mind of the first stroke to your cock. The first time it was ever pleasurably stimulated, the first shudders and gasps and moans of your mind, even if expressed not at all outwardly, they still occurred. And now memories of that, rebounding through your mind, but also mapping themselves on your body, further into pleasure. And as we move further into pleasure, and more of those drops transition from one side to another. Boy, are you moving closer to where you would be when you first discovered pleasure in your cock. Your first masturbation, the sensitivity, the discovery, the gasping, twitching need, and its suddenness, its overcoming quality. The dripping in your balls as they welled up with the first cum that washed out of your cock, that washed over your form. You lying there bound. Your body can still squirm. Your hips can move upward involuntarily, greedily seeking more and more pleasure, being submerged beneath the waves. And you know, if you lose sight of your purpose, if too much sensitivity and not enough resolve happens, if too many drops move over, you'll be left unable to remember why you were holding back, and consumed in that moment, thinking that anything is worth coming for if it means you get to feel this sensitive, aching shaft expelling needy, wonderful thoughts into your mind, and come out of your body, every part of you arching, fueling the engine of that stroking palm, that squeezed, worked cock being automatically pushed toward a limit. So good. The hand pauses just under the head, transitioning back to thumb and forefinger, stroking up and down, stimulating and sending sparks as every inch of your shaft is adequately explored, every furrow of flesh, perhaps another hand exploratorily, yes, under your balls, cupping, rolling, moving, pressing lightly into the flesh behind them, grabbing them in hand as the other hand strokes up and down, and your disordered thoughts drip into the vast sea of your mind, leaving you perhaps panting, perhaps arching, and with every drop, another little bit of your cock becomes as sensitive as it once was, throbbing on the edge, groaning at the limit, moaning and arching into every bit of stimulation. And if you've held out this long, this is where it gets fun. The hand moves, only your head above it, and then moves upward, thumb rubbing across the sensitive flesh of your glands, and then down, finding the base of your cock, stretching the skin as much as it'll go comfortably, then back up in one quick motion, up, down, faster, more insistently, wanting you to come, needing you to come. Just as your mind is aching at a limit it may have already passed. It hasn't been that long. And for you to already be here, already ready to tip over the edge, enduring, trying, wanting, unsure if you wish more. Do you want the mind-numbing stimulation to stop, or do you wish to keep going, pushing more pleasure, pulsing in your system? The palm lubricated by pre-cum, moving quicker now, fingers experimentally drumming on the side of your shaft opposite where the palm rests, moving upward and down with sweet absolute fluidity, with insistence continuation, it is going to continue. You are aware that it is going to continue. Escaping this continuous motion is an impossibility without admitting defeat, and so you must be there, your mind moving through every fantasy and ideation, but mostly your thoughts falling into your cock, which longs to empty itself even as your mind is emptying into it, up and down, things happening at a level far deeper than mere logical consideration of the consequences, or the thoughts, or anything you could desire other than the stroking. And then suddenly the hand removed, leaving your cock hanging in the open air, but perversely with the added sensitive dripping of your cock and the pre-cum drooling down the sides, with everything in it beginning to just bulge and already so close, the sudden cessation has made it more sensitive rather than less, and the hand returns suddenly, stroke, stroke, again and again, moving rhythmically up and down, playing your body, arching your senses, causing parts of you to twitch, perhaps your toes to arch inward to squeeze, perhaps your eyes to close or your mouth to breathe more sharply. Every part of you enraptured by that movement, drawn to that hand up and down, again and again, a rhythmic stroking which forces into you all the implications and sensitivity of your waiting, first-time memories, which now map themselves across your flesh, making every deft touch of long fingers stroking up and down, the entire palm now warmly encapsulating, making every movement like that a blissful hell of pleasure that forces its way into you and leaves you twitching. Leaves you aching. Leaves you unsure if you wish to continue, but determined to do so. Stroke. Stroke, and the hand withdraws. Leaving your open, wanton cock. Unstimulated. You see what's happening here is, when the hand stops its stimulation, some small part of your mind, some part of the internal committee, wants it to continue. And wanting it to continue is the same as wanting to come. So every time there is a cessation, A sudden deprivation of blissful pleasure that you've come to rely upon, come to breathe deeply for, come to address as an intrinsic part of this experience. You yearn for it back, and every time you want it more, every time you're deprived, every time it ceases, it begins stroking again, up and down, faster, up, down, again and again. Every time it ceases, you are made to want it more, simply because you do want it back. And wanting it back is the same as wanting the end result. Now every inch of your cock is taking on, drip. That wonderful sensitivity, that memory of sensitivity, called up into the present, reducing defenses that normally would be there, reducing duration and endurance that ordinarily would be there, stroking again and again so you can practically hear, and maybe you can, the faint, wet, smacking sound as the hand moves down and then up, covering the head and then uncovering it, dripping, lubricated, stroking, stroking, leaving youth hair gasping and pitching toward it again and again, legs perhaps trembling, mind definitely reeling, following every stroke up, down, up, down, wanton and aching and terrifyingly wonderful, and then ceasing. Leaving you there, deprived, wanting, and then it resumes. Stroke, stroke, more firm now, so that every downstroke terminates with the clenched palm resting the bottom of the hand against your balls, and every upward stroke rests with the head of your cock at the bottom of the clenched hand, moving up and down, moving the flesh and the nerves beneath in wonderful ways, periodically moving your cock gently side to side, so the nerves at the base that are buried in your body and wired to your brain are stirred and twitched, so the erect, rigid musculature pushes against the walls of your pleasure, against the edges of the canal of nerves that sends pleasure to your mind, so that it is not merely an up-and-down stroking, but also a light side-to-side movement, an exploration of the thumb across your glands on the downstroke, the fingers squeezing tightly to produce wonderful suction around the head of your cock on the upstroke, leaving you panting, gasping, ready, dripping, wanting more but knowing that more will send you spiraling to your fall, again and again, up and down, up and down, more intense by the moment, more captivating, more all-consuming, leaving you with all the physiological symptoms of a hand that is deftly moving up and down your shaft, another experimentally cupping your balls and stroking, knowing that by now the game is so much more difficult, that the gauge has turned almost the entire way, heeling over toward the right side, toward where everything will feel so right if you give in and come. The sensitivity increasing, knowing that the orgasm that would come out of you right now would be a twitching, wonderful experience reminiscent of your very first. A memory buried in your mind, locked to your mind, mapping itself into the now. The new sensations invading, pleasuring, satisfying, relaxing, wonderful in their implications, teasing into your mind, making you want it, changing what you do want, because, oh, your body's trying to find any way to convince itself to let go, to fall over that edge, to relax completely, to let your eyes shutter closed and your body twitch and ache, and then the hand stops. Well, pet, it's been some time since we began. If you've lasted this long, surely your endurance was very great, especially with all those drops to tilt you to one side or another. Although, for all I know, you may be twitching every time a drop falls into your mind, and that's okay. But here's what you're going to do. If we're going to finish off, why don't you stroke? I free your hands. Feel them able to move, although perhaps slowly. You are entitled to 60 strokes. I will count them off for you. Stroke slowly, Surely, if you can endure that, well, then we'll have moved on, and you'll be done. However, if you do come at the end, and there's a reason you may, then we'll finish there, and you'll at least have made it to the end. If, however, you are still sitting there having come much earlier, then this will be punishment because your sensitive body will have to feel each stroke, trail your hands between your legs. I'll give you time. Gently explore the pre-cum-soaked or cum-soaked flesh, the rigidness if it's still there or the flaccidity otherwise. Grip with thumb and forefinger at the base and move as I count. I will count slowly. You will be asked to stroke 60 times. Then we'll be finished, unless you come by the end of that. Which, as I said, there's a reason you may. Now, to begin. Stroke 1. Stroke 2. Stroke 3. Stroke 4. Stroke 5. Stroke 6, stroke 7, stroke 8, stroke 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, come for me, 16, 17, come for me, 18, 19, any time, 20, pressing in, 21, stroke 22, 23, 24, 25, stroke 26, come, 27, come for me, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, strongly, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, keep going, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, stroke, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54. 55, 56, come, 57, good boy, come, 58, 59, 60, come for me. Guess you better go clean yourself up. It's been fun.